Vital Grandenschool was renamed in September 2021 following revelations of Bishop Vital Grandin's role in Canada's residential school system. Under the proposed renaming policy to be debated by City Council in the new year, St. Albert's Grandin neighborhood could face a similar fate, if 20 residents request a review. Street. Albert is currently examining the way landmarks are named in the city following the uproar over naming a school, city streets and a neighborhood after Bishop Vital Grandin. While St. Albert has a naming policy, it does not have an established process around renaming. Draft revisions to St. Albert's municipal naming policy were released earlier this month, along with some results from the project's many public engagement sessions. This policy needed a refresh, said Cowan. Natalie Jolie, whose motion in June 2021 kicked off the review of St. Albert's naming policy, I look forward to this discussion in the new year. Jolie said, of the policy coming to council in the future. I had no presupposed outcome for this process, Jolie said, when asked if the draft policy was what she expected. I kept an open mind. Some 65% of residents who visited the city's website to register their opinions of the proposed policy think the city should replace names that have dishonorable associations, while 75% think that the city's naming practices should reflect the community values, according to a new report released by the city. Removing a name if the new draft rules are approved, anybody would be able to submit an application seeking to remove a local asset's name. However, a person must include reasons for removing the name and have documented support through either a petition or written letters from a minimum of 20 other residents. This ensures that even if an existing name may qualify for removal under the new removal criteria, there will still need to be community support for the name to be removed, the consultant said. Cowan. Mike Killick told the Gazette that he was surprised the draft policy was released publicly before council had the opportunity to discuss it. I think there are a few things in there that will probably prompt a lot of debate at council when it comes forward, Killick said. Adding one point of concern is how the consultants arrived at the documented support of 20 people being enough to submit a name removal application. I have no idea where that number came from, or how it's justified, or what context it's in, he said. A name may be considered for removal if it includes current or historic persons known for their discriminatory views and actions, including committing or perpetuating acts of racism, violence, and/or harm against Indigenous peoples and/or equity-deserving groups. Names in the city could also be axed if they are derogatory in nature or are connected to discriminatory views. If a name negatively represents or appropriates Indigenous culture, or if it is connected to a person who has been credibly accused or convicted of serious crimes, it can also be considered for removal. Once an eligible name removal application has been submitted, St. Albert's Naming Committee will review the request based on merit and score it against the policy's criteria. Currently, the Naming Committee consists of a representative from 6 city departments, as well as a representative from the Arts and Heritage Foundation and from the St. Albert Historical Society. If a request is approved, a subcommittee will be formed by the community members affected by the name, if applicable, and it can recommend the name be changed or propose another course of action. Any name change would require council's approval. New naming criteria: residents who promote equality and reduce discrimination, along with those who belong to an underrepresented equity-deserving group, would now qualify for a commemorative name in the city, according to the new draft rules. Currently, St. Albertans who have lived in the city for 10 years or have made a contribution to the community through public service qualify for a commemorative name in the city. Anyone who was a prominent pioneer or settler of St. Albert, or a resident, or former resident, that made a recognizable contribution to the achieved an accomplishment through art, agriculture, business, medicine, sports and more, or if they made a sacrifice for the welfare of the city or country, can currently also qualify for a commemorative name. The proposed new rules say a commemorative name must meet 2 of 8 criteria, which have largely remained the same. New criteria include whether the person belongs to an underrepresented equity-deserving group, and if the person promotes equality and reduces discrimination. While the new policy includes new rules around who can be selected for a commemorative name, the draft also includes criteria that can disqualify a name from consideration, something new to the rules. Naming suggestions that are perceived to be discriminatory or derogatory of race, color, ethnic origin, gender identity, or expression, sex, sexual orientation, creed, political affiliation, disability, or other social factors, would be ineligible for consideration. The previous municipal naming policy did not list any criteria that would make a commemorative name ineligible for consideration, but the draft policy outlines 5 criteria that disqualifies potential names. If a person, group symbol, practice or event is connected with a negative, tragic or harmful experience, including the oppression of a group of people, it will be ineligible for a name. Any names that result in an inappropriate acronym or detracts from the character and integrity of the community would not be allowed. The draft policy changes were prepared by consultants hired as part of St. Albert's ongoing municipal naming project, and presented in a YouTube video published on December 9. Residents had until December 19 to complete a survey on the draft policy, and according to the city's Cultivate the Conversation website, the results will be included in a What We Heard report to be released in January or February. Although a full report on the public engagement won't be released until the new year, the YouTube video includes some results from a previous survey about residents' beliefs related to naming principles. Cown. Wes Broadhead said he appreciates the extensive public engagement used to develop the draft policy. I think there's some merit to their recommendations because of the amount of interaction with the community, Broadhead said, later adding he would like clarification of the naming criteria, as some points of consideration are subjective. Broadhead also said he was pleased to see children and teenagers consulted, as focus groups were held with students from Hillgrove School and Belarus Composite High School. It engaged those that are really going to be the beneficiaries and, in the end, the owners of this policy as they grow into their leadership roles as they get older, Broadhead said.